Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
September is upon us, and as you've probably noticed, the days are getting shorter and cooler. Daylight has been decreasing since the summer solstice back in June. Sunrise and sunset on September 1st in Bismarck are 7:02 a.m. and 8:23 p.m. respectively. On the 30th, sunrise and sunset in Bismarck will be 7:40 a.m. and 7:25 p.m. So by the end of the month, sunrise will be 38 minutes later, and sunset will be 58 minutes earlier. A bit over an hour and a half loss of sunlight. Daytime highs and lows will also drop. The average high and low for Bismarck in August are 83 and 56 degrees respectively. It'll drop to 72 and 45 for September. The harvest moon, the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox, is coming up on September 18th this year. It'll also be a supermoon. Plus, there'll be a partial lunar eclipse around moonrise. Then the autumnal equinox will occur on the 22nd, when we'll have roughly equal amounts of day and night. As one looks over the landscape, it's dotted with the yellows of goldenrod and sunflowers, as well as some white and lavender from the fall asters. There are other colors, of course. The little bluestem, a common bunch grass, will be adding a rich burgundy red to steep hillsides on the native prairie. And if it hasn't already, the woodlands will start turning color, adding splashes of red, yellow, and other colors to the landscape. September is also a busy time for the animals. Some of you may have already noticed tiger salamanders crossing the road, particularly after a rain. They're looking for a place to hold up for the winter. Beavers have been busy piling up branches in the water near their lodges to provide a food supply to get them through the winter. Squirrels and others will be busy gorging themselves and caching acorns and other seeds while they can. Some migratory birds, such as many shorebirds, have already headed south for the winter. But perhaps the most widely recognized characteristic of September in North Dakota are the sights and sounds of migrating waterfowl overhead. If you're interested in learning more about bird migration, you might want to check out BirdCast. This website will tell you all you want to know and more about bird migrations. You can check out the bird migration forecast maps, live bird migration maps, local bird migration alert, and the migration dashboard, where you can explore nightly migration data in your region. Make a point to enjoy nature this September. I've put a link to BirdCast along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.